a winner bear on SAFM.
You're listening to Morning Talk on SAFM, South Africa's news and information leader. Let's revisit the issue of national minimum wage now. Ms. Anne Bernstein is head of the Center for Development and Enterprise, and she's of the opinion that a national minimum wage will lead to more unemployment. What are your views on this? Do call us on it. And she joins us now to explore this further. Ms. Bernstein, it's a great pleasure to have you on the line. Good morning to you and welcome.
Hi, Rowena. Great to be on your show.
You also say that the South African economy will most likely fail to grow at all this year. And I'm quoting you here. But I think you were very wrong about that. In fact, South Africa's gross domestic product grew by 3.3% quarter on quarter in the second quarter of this year. Could you perhaps be wrong about the national minimum wage as well?
Well, look, you know, one quarter does not mean a year. The Reserve Bank and all sort of private sector economists, international economists who look at South Africa are predicting 0% growth this year or slightly above that, but well below 1%. So let's see what happens. I think the national minimum wage is a very important question to discuss. So we've done a lot of work on unemployment, and we know that in South Africa, when they raised minimum wages politically, after a strike in the agricultural sector, hundreds of thousands of people lost their jobs. And we're saying that the odds are extremely likely that this is exactly what's going to happen if we go for a high national minimum wage.
You make the point also that in the same period, in the first 6 months of this year, the country lost nearly 500,000 jobs. That's 500,000 jobs. What can we attribute this to? Perhaps, could it be the fact that, you know, South Africa is falling short on spending on its infrastructure development projects that are really key in driving the economy forward and therefore creating jobs?
Look, there are a lot of reasons why our economy is not growing. They range from the political shenanigans that are going on in government, where the deputy president is telling us that government is at war with itself, where the Minister of Finance says I might be in jail next week. This is not good for investor confidence. So we're getting too little investment in this economy, and we are not creating the conditions where the economy can grow and businesses can grow. So what's happening is people are contracting, firms are contracting. It would be great if we had a really much quicker and more effective infrastructure program. I agree with you. But the real causes of South Africa's lack of growth are really policy decisions and political instability and attitudes towards investment and business that are preventing us growing. And in this context, we are losing jobs. So we have a massive unemployment crisis. We're a global outlier. A structural issue, and now it's getting worse, not better. And in that context, we're saying there are other reforms that are much more important that will not have a very high likelihood of leading to job loss that South Africa should be focusing on.
All right. And we'd like to hear your views too, so do call us on 0891 104207. We're speaking to Ms. Anne Bernstein, the head of the Center for Development and Enterprise. And she talks about the national minimum wage, and she says that it will lead to more unemployment in the country. We'd like to hear what your views are. Do you agree with or do you disagree? And why? Call us 0891 104207. SMS is 234-7001. So give us the details of what your thoughts are, exactly how a high minimum wage would contribute to this unemployment that we're talking about.
Look, obviously it depends where we set this minimum wage. So government currently is subsidizing employers to employ young people at low, you know, who earn below the minimum tax threshold. So government has recognized that the price of a wage affects employment. We're also running a very large expanded public works program for unemployed people where we pay around 80 rand a day.
Mm.
Now, if we were to set the national minimum wage around 80 rand a day, I don't think you would get unemployment. So the issue is, how high is this minimum wage going to be and whether we need it at all? And we're saying you know, that the costs of doing this at a very at a high level, what the unions are asking for is sort of $4,000 to $5,000 a month. This is not going to increase employment in South Africa. This is going to decrease it.
All right.
The head of the Reserve Bank said exactly the same thing the other day.
And there isn't any, Nedlac is really not speaking with one voice when it comes to this, like you're saying. I mean, the unions are saying between 3,500 and 4,500 or even higher
right.
as a minimum wage. And business is saying about 1,800 rands. And you mentioned the public works program that pays wages far less than what's permissible.
Well, no, it's about 1,600. So it's close to the business rate. It's about 1,600 a month.
All right. So we need to talk about those disparities within Nedlac and whether, or what will bring about harmony between the three parties. But before we do that, we're going to speak to Kevin in Durban and Gilbert in Sandton after this.
This Heritage, SAFM, South Africa's news and information leader.
Let's go straight to the lines now. Kevin calling us from Durban. Good morning. Welcome, Kevin. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Please go ahead.
I'm fine. My thinking is we tend to speak a lot about the minimum wage, but what we don't think about on the other side of the coin is that, I'm just going to give you and use an example, making it better to understand. Let's say from a security industry, knowing that South Africa, from a crime point of view, is quite rife. An average grade C security guard earns at least about 1,700 to 1,900 rand per month, right? But when he goes to work for any department within the government, from a tender point of view, pays close to about 7,000 rand for that. So, in that case, if you're looking at the money is actually going to one person, whereas that could be jobs for two or three other people. So, maybe the government needs to look at the tendering process instead of paying high for low-value service or paying high for service that they're getting. Maybe they need to watch the pennies quite carefully and say, okay, fine, this is what we need. Like, for example, if you're looking at the housing situation over the years, they've always been billions of rands or millions of rands that's going into those projects. But what's actually happening is that we are really building those very same houses again, and it's actually costing. Maybe we really need to look at that model, that funding model properly, and also saying, yes, we build these houses, but we will pay you a certain rate.
All right.
We need minimum so many people of workers to be. Now, obviously, the government from a or their unions can say, they cannot say they don't know how many workers that's needed for a specific project. So that means they haven't done their homework. And that is what needs to be
Kevin,
done.
Kevin, you've made your point. Thank you very much. We need to give our guest an opportunity to respond. You have made your point. Thank you very much for that. Kifilwe in Sandton, good morning.
Hey, Rowena and your guest.
Good morning.
Well, I think we're all trying to find solutions. Government gives young people who form cooperatives something like 350,000. One of the things that is actually, I think, driving unemployment and poverty is tenderpreneurs. And I think this tendering thing, it's turning people into millionaires. Now, government must, I think, give these youth and say, okay, form a cooperative, five or six of you, Mr. or Mrs. Tenderpreneur, take these 350,000, let these people be shareholders in your company, teach them everything about company law and how companies are worked by their shareholders. Because I just find that tenderpreneurs are becoming richer and richer, black and white, whilst we're still talking about youth who are becoming poorer and poorer. So government must give them that 350,000, and then they buy shares into the tenderpreneurs' company. And then the tenderpreneur has got a responsibility to teach them about business, because after all, it's government that has made the tenderpreneur rich, both black and white tenderpreneurs.
All right, Kifilwe. Ms. Bernstein?
Look, I agree with the sentiment of both of the Kevin and Rafilwe's points. South Africa has adopted a strategy which says we're going to have a high skill, high wage economy. The problem is we don't have a workforce that can get high wages, and they don't have high skills, mainly through no fault of their own. They come out of a very bad education system. And we are saying effectively that unemployment or no wage is better than a low wage. Now, in this context, the country is heading towards 900 million people who are unemployed. And think for a moment about the desperation, the hopelessness, just no future at all for these unemployed people. That is the biggest crisis facing South Africa, and we have to do something about this. We have to change our laws and regulations to make this a much more labor-intensive economy. And in that context, to talk about a high national minimum wage is the wrong priority altogether. We're going to play a game. This is the game we're playing, where fewer and fewer people are employed, and we want them to get higher and higher wages while more and more people are unemployed. This is crazy, and it's leading to instability in the country and just no future for millions and millions of young people who have talent and who could be offering the country so much.
Another argument to this, and I think you have alluded to it, is that a higher minimum wage means improved living standards for many people. So what do you say? Would you then say that that's not enough, that's not sufficient to agitate for a higher minimum wage?
Now, look, you know, unions have every right to agitate for a higher minimum wage. The role of government is to think about everybody in the country, not just the vested interest in business or in tenderpreneurs or in the unions. And it's very clear that the national interest is to get as many people as possible into employment. South Africa has very high inequality and poverty, and this persists 20 years after apartheid, not because we have employees who earn too little, but because we have so many people who don't have a job at all and who are growing up in homes where there's nobody employed. So South Africa's economy must grow, and we have to make the reforms needed to do that. And that will help tighten labor markets. We've got to fix education and skills and training so that more people have more skills and can be more productive in their jobs and command higher wages. And we have to get unemployed people who, through no fault of their own mainly, come out of a terrible education system. They need entry-level, low-skill jobs, which inevitably will be low-wage initially.
And the question that everybody is asking is what exactly we mean by a high minimum wage. I mean, even the three tiers or three spheres or three partners of NEDLAC don't see eye to eye on what that that minimum wage should be. So how do we find harmony between that?
But Rowena, think about who is not represented at NEDLAC. We don't have the voices of unemployed people because they're not organized. They're not part of the trade union. So we don't hear what they think about this. We also have very little representation for small firms. And we know that pushing higher wages without productivity increases, which is what an imposed high national minimum wage would be, this will be very bad for small firms. So many firms will start to mechanize if we go this route of a high minimum wage, which will mean less employment, or they'll cut workers' hours. You know, you can only work 5 hours, not 8 hours, or whatever it might be. So people will get less money. But there are consequences to a high national minimum wage. And effectively, we're playing roulette with very vulnerable people's lives. And the priority for South Africa is not this, but to get millions and millions of people into jobs.
Thank you for your views, Ms. Anne Bernstein, head of the Center for Development and Enterprise, talking about the national minimum wage and that it could lead to more unemployment in the country. And still to come on Morning Talk, we'll talk about Progressive Prudes. It's a survey of attitudes towards homosexuality and gender nonconformity in South Africa. That discussion is coming up after the news headlines. It's 9:30. Kumbuzile Tabete is standing by.
Thank you, Rowena. Good morning. In the headlines, police have urged family members to refrain from attempting to rescue trapped illegal miners at a disused gold mine in Langlachte, south of Johannesburg. A pre-trial against former financial administrator